Hello everyone, welcome back and thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Emma's House Music. April's come and almost gone, so it's time for a monthly roundup of what's happened in the world of indie pop and listen to 12 of the best new tracks of the past weeks. It's been a month of mellow and quiet new music and it shows on this show. What, I hear you shout, none of the usual death metal screams we're here for. But seriously, even by our pretty twee standards, we've got some rather relaxed and restrained tunes lined up for you. Beautiful songs though, even if we do say so ourselves. Our opening track from way back isn't too much of a hardcore track either. It's a song from 2014 and it found its way onto this episode via a Horribile Dictu Spotify playlist of the junior at Emma's House Music headquarters. While experience has shown that these things are generally best ignored, there's still the odd direct hit to be found, as is the case with this single by Orlando, Florida duo Sales, celebrating change and calling for a Chinese New Year. This is Sales. Chinese New Year by Sales, opening up the April episode of Emma's House Music. We'll start off our showcase of new tracks today with what's probably our favorite track of recent weeks. It comes from a dream pop band from Rochester, Minnesota. Vanzire started out in 2015 and have since then released two albums and a couple of singles, the latest of which is coming up right now. It's called Kind of a Nice Time and it offers exactly that for 3 minutes and 12 seconds, the understatement of those two opening snare hits being indicative of all the lushness that follows. Kind of Time, this is Vanzire.
Thank you. Colorado and back. This night it's you on the couch. I'm the voice in your left ear, making jokes and discussing the clouds far from your town. When all you hear is the road noise, it's a stereo. Thank you.
That was Choral Collapse from Buffalo, New York, with one of the most compelling ways of making music about death. The song's called Graves, and it can be found on Choral Collapse's second album, Symmetries. That's out now, and we suspect not many people have heard it, but we can't recommend strongly enough to follow the Bandcamp link to the album that you can find on ms-housemusic.de and give it a spin, as it's an absolutely amazing album, very much in the league of what Dux Limited have done in the past few months. Let's move on to some old favorites of ours, one of the bands from the first wave of Scandinavian indie pop who are still around. Red Sleeping Beauty from Stockholm released their first EP 30 years ago, incidentally on the Hamburg label Marsh Marigold Records, and as a way of celebrating this impressive mark, they've just put out a new single returning to their jangling roots and featuring guest lead vocals by indie pop royalty, the ever industrious Amelia Fletcher. Here's the celebratory new Red Sleeping Beauty single, This Is Solid Gold.
I flipped through our pictures last night. I flipped through our pictures all through the night. I flipped through our pictures, we were so young and madly in love. I flipped through our pictures last night. I never thought she'd leave. I always thought of our society.
From the UK Midlands, this was Gabriel's Dawn with a track from their upcoming debut LP. The album is going to be self-titled, will be out at the end of May, and what you just heard from it is a track called You, Your Favorite Subject. Gabriel's Dawn is a wonderful album that you should check out and give it a spin on their Bandcamp. Up next, we have a beautifully written and executed track from a guitar band from Wilmington, North Carolina. They're called Lords and have a new EP out, which is titled 2. And yes, you guessed that right. From the second Lords EP, that is more than a hopeful promise of an album to come later this year. Here's a track called Rust for You. This is Lords.
Stab the shoulder.
You're still listening to the April 2022 episode of Emma's House Music, and this was a song called Play With Fire, a collaboration between Edinburgh-based artist Michael K. Terrence, who operates under the name Swiss Portrait, and the lovely New York dream pop duo Phantom Handshakes, whose No More Summer Songs album from last year we enjoyed a lot. Play With Fire is out now on Swiss Portrait's current EP Safe House. Moving on, it's once again time to play some music coming from a little closer to our own shores. In fact, the band coming up for you right now called the Western Shore of the beautiful Lake Ammer, south of Munich, their home. Not much of an indie scene there, we dare speculate, but enough apparently for the drive to form a new band. They are called Alte Kinder, which nicely translates into Old Children, and they've just put out their debut album Gleich on Bandcamp, and we're going to listen to the record's closing track together. Here's Alte Kinder with Solarklar.
Sind das immer noch die gleichen Geschichten, die gleichen Gedichte, die gleichen Gerüchte, die gleiche Verschwendung, die verzweifelte Ungleichgültigkeit der Welt? Sind das immer noch die gleichen Besitzer, die gleichen Beschützer, Besetzer, Entsetzer? Die gleichen Illusionen, die gleichen Fratzen, dieselben Katzen.
It's so nice.
nice huge anthem there, Pictures in My Room by No One Sphere, an indie rock shoegaze outfit from Washington DC who have just released their first LP Isn't Everything About Something, a fascinating record of great songs and a lot of musical diversity. Our next bracket of new April songs comes from solo artists on opposite sides of the big ocean. We have Neil Brogan from Belfast coming up for you in just a minute, but before that it's time to listen to a song of Sweet Million, the new album by Ezra Cohen, an immensely talented songwriter from New Hampshire. Cohen's album is out on Relief Map Records, which is the label being run by Lost Film's Jimmy Hewitt. With the massive Kidna album last year and now Ezra Cohen, Relief Map are en route of establishing themselves as a major force of a new 21st century East Coast emo-ricana, if the trite neologism is allowed. Anyway, Ezra Cohen is great and this is what he sounds like. Here's I Saw the Country.
I thought about living and who I used to be. Thought about the country and my high school dreams, and I just keep on moving on for me.
Thank you.
Come On Blossom, the latest single from Neil Brogan from Belfast. Brogan used to be in Sea Pinks and has been releasing music solo for a couple of years. The single is out now digitally, and finding it was once more thanks to Tom and his ever-reliable Records I Like blog. Right, we've got two more new tracks coming up for you on this April episode of Emma's House Music, and the next one is of an album that just popped up in our Bandcamp notifications to our joyful surprise, as we hadn't really been aware that the band in question still existed. In the early 2010s, a particular brand of US indie rock emerged in various places across the country, combining the punk aesthetic with pop sensibilities and maybe best characterized as bold and bratty, yet brittle. Think of bands like Sports, who are called Remember Sports today, Diet Sick, who are still around under that name, Chumped, who have called it a day, or Cayetana, who somehow morphed into Glady. The San Francisco outpost of the scene was held by a band called Joyride, who released an amazing album, Half Moon Bay, in 2016, and then, to the best of our knowledge, fell silent. So it came as a welcome surprise to find a new album from them last week. It's called Miracle Question, takes up things exactly where they left them 6 years ago, and as a band, Joyride sound tighter than ever. Here they are with Emergency Broadcasts System.
City alarm goes off at 12 o'clock on Tuesdays, passing by your block, and I'm close to home, but I am not who you thought I was or who I wanna be. I guess I'll just have to keep trying.
Scheduled alarm, but I'm still flying.
Panda Riot, closing our showcase of new tracks for April 2022 here on Emma's House Music. They're a shoegaze outfit from Chicago, well over 10 years into their existence, and the track you just heard was called ESP and will be on Panda Riot's next LP, Extra Cosmic, due out in June. Before we close the curtain for this month, though, you know we've still got our finishing track from way back to play, and today, for a change, we're going to close the show with a proper chart hit record from 1984, and we want to play this particular song to draw your attention to a pop history project that is being pursued in Glasgow right now and well worthy of any support it can get. The aim is to unearth the, quote, unsung pioneers of Scottish pop, and that is the all-female pop bands in Scotland from 1960 to the present. The ultimate result is set to be a documentary film, and there's a Kickstarter page for various levels of support. And as the main title of this ambitious project is Since Yesterday, yes, we leave you for this time with that song by Strawberry Switchblade. We're confident to be back next month and would very much enjoy you tuning in again. For today, thanks so much for keeping us company. Take care, have a safe and joyous passage into May, and be nice.